This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I didn't really watch that, to be honest with you. But, I mean, I heard that he was frustrated. And you know, I wanted to, you know, I heard that loud and clear just by the reaction and everything. So, it was like, okay, let's make sure we fix this and make sure we get this thing right. And, you know, it shows you how much he cared, you know, how much he cared about this team, how much he cared about being here. And so I think in its own way, I'm sure that helped us get this thing across the finish line.
All right, that is Adam Peters in reference to when Terry McLaurin, before training camp, about a week and a half, maybe it was about 8 days before training camp, did the Eastern Motors press conference. And he said, I didn't really watch that. But he wanted to keep working at it and wanted to get it fixed, wanted to, you know, solve it. Apparently they met several times, if not nearly every day, I guess. In AP's office, I have no idea what the context of those conversations were, but certainly it didn't seem like they were all that adversarial. And maybe I misjudged a little bit, and I thought Terry was angry, and maybe he was more frustrated than angry, ticked off than angry. Again, matter of semantics, maybe. But I know my guy Mo got after me a little bit, just a smidge, you know, and yes, sometimes we have to read into things, just like on Saturday when he's wearing the hoodie and he's sitting on the bench by himself and he kind of looks miserable, right? It wasn't a great look. Sometimes we have to leap to conclusions because other information is not available. Sometimes you have to readjust the prism. All right, there is big breaking news on the Cowboys front. On the Cowboys front, which we're going to get to in a sec. But first, I wanted to just kind of finish up the contract talk, if you will, of Terry McLaurin. Because it is interesting, right? If you, again, are a big-time football fan, you have to know that the salary cap drives almost every decision. But it is very, very, very confusing. Okay? So I grabbed this off of the OTF podcast. They had it up on Instagram, so I want to give them credit. And I assume this is all legit. But I haven't had full time to like research everything or whatever. So in 2025, again, as we talked about, he's got a $1.75 million base, which is fully guaranteed. I don't believe that base was fully guaranteed up until this deal. So they obviously, with the extension, worked out some things. And again, that gives him $1.75 fully guaranteed. Now, he's got an $850,000 per game roster bonus, which we've talked about before, which my understanding, based on somebody who's very savvy with the salary cap and knows a lot, when Terry achieves those numbers, 850,000, say he's on, you know, the week one roster, which he's expected to be, week two, week three, week, however many games he plays, Terry gets 850,000 per game, which is quite a chunk of change. And that goes on, my understanding, next year's salary cap, right? So right now, his cap number for next year is listed as $18.35 million. But if he achieves the per-game roster bonuses and say he plays in all 17, right? What is that, another 12, 13 million, somewhere in that range? That all has to go somewhere. And my understanding is it goes on the next year's cap. So his cap number could be way higher next year than is publicly listed right now. Does that make sense? I think that makes sense, right? I hope that makes sense. Again, still don't know where the $5.6 million, void year charge for next year, 2026. I don't know where that is being absorbed. So I'm being totally honest with you. I've got to figure that out. I don't know where that went. But right now, again, $1.75 million fully guaranteed base salary this year. The $850,000 roster bonuses, he's got $300,000 for 83 catches, $600,000 for 83 catches and the playoffs, $300,000 for 1,997 yards, $600,000 for that number and the playoffs. So they attached a lot of like statistical milestones, and whether you make the playoffs, he gets double the money if they make the playoffs. And an escalator of $500,000 if he makes first or second team All-Pro. All right. So that's incentives. And again, if he gets those, they got to count somewhere, right? So they count next year, is my understanding. In 2026, he's got a $12.9 million base salary, of which $2.9 million is fully guaranteed. Now, it's listed on overthecap.com as, oh, here's what they did. Okay. Because it includes a $10 million option bonus, which is fully guaranteed. Okay, so that's what they did. The base salary is technically $2.9, but because of the fully guaranteed option bonus, it's really $12.9. Okay, I got it now. Then he's got $500,000 workout bonus, $850,000 again in per game roster bonuses, $300K for, again, similar numbers that we just talked about, $600K if you make the playoffs and achieve those numbers. And he's got a different, I forgot about this one. 10 TD catches gets him $300, $600 for 10 TD catches and the playoffs. I forgot to mention that. So basically the same incentive package after that. But again, different numbers on the base salary and so on and so forth, right? Because he's got, again, the $10 million option bonus, which was, again, part of why, I see now, part of why they have the signing bonus at 11.6 and the option bonus is divvied up into and spread out over 4 years. So that's what they did. Okay. So this is a little more complicated than obviously is easy to explain on the radio. But again, this is like, this is important stuff, right? In 2027, he's got a $23.3 million base, as we talked about, but no guaranteed money on that. He's got a workout bonus. He's got the roster bonus, which if he's on the roster April 1st of 2027, which is 2 weeks roughly after the league year starts, he gets $850,000. Once again, the same kind of bonus type incentives that we've gone over already. We don't need to necessarily go over. But $850,000 for a roster bonus on April the 1st, 2027 is not a whole lot of money. My guess is that he will get that and he will be here in 2027. We know he's going to be here, Terry, 2025 and 2026. We know that. But 2027, it becomes a little bit more dicey. 2028, he's got a $25.65 million base. He's got a $4 million roster bonus on April 1st of 2028. Now, that is certainly sketchy. So it's very possible that Terry's here through 2027, but not in 2028. Very possible. Because of the structure of that deal. $25.65 million base and a $4 million roster bonus due 2 weeks or so after the league year starts. And then the same incentive package. That's what I would right now circle on the calendar as a crossroads. Because that also, right, if you think about it, after the 2025 and 2026 seasons, Jaden Daniels is going to be then eligible for an extension. So in 2027, he becomes eligible. Presumably they work that out because that would be the smart thing to do if Jaden's healthy and still Jaden. But I can't guarantee that. But surely by 2028, unless things go horribly wrong, like horribly wrong, by 2028, Jaden's going to be making some change, some cheddar. If I had to guess right now, based on the structure of Terry McLaurin's contract and based on the likely reality of Jaden making some big-time cheddar in 2028 under the cap, probably Terry's not going to be here in 2028, if I had to guess. And then that would mean they would pay, my understanding, is they would pay a $6 million void charge, a $6 million prorated bonus. They would pay and then they would pay, like, I believe, an extra, like, $5 million or something like that. So Terry's money would basically come out to like a dead cap charge of $12 million if he's cut after June 1st, and I think like a whole bunch more if he's cut before June 1st. I have to work out the math on that. It's complicated, man. It's complicated. My initial read, my first read on this is Terry McLaurin got himself an interesting deal. I think a fairly good deal if Terry McLaurin is right. Hey, man, I'm healthy. Hey, man, I practice every day. Hey, man, I'm getting better. Hey, man, we're getting better. Age is not a thing. If Terry McLaurin was right and Buddy Baker were right, he's going to be a filthy, filthy rich man. If they're not, or if the Commanders have other bad deals that go sour, and even if Terry is cooking, that could be a problem in 2028. That could be a problem. The roster bonuses and the prorated signing bonuses and all that, it does get a little confusing. I don't mind telling you. And I think you can figure that part out. But it does get a little confusing. But either way, we know the base of it is $87 million over 3 years, an average of $29 million. And again, there's probably a good out. I mean, there is. The reality is there's a good out before 2028. He'll be here 2025, 2026. I think he'll be here 2027, but I don't know that for sure. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. When we return, a big Dallas Cowboys update. A big Dallas Cowboys update. Where is Micah heading, if anywhere? We'll tackle that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, Adam Schefter reporting from ESPN. Several teams have spoken to the Dallas Cowboys about a potential Micah Parsons trade. And for the first time, the Cowboys appear willing to at least listen. According to Todd Archer, Dan Graziano, and Schefter. Several teams have spoken to the Cowboys about a potential Micah Parsons trade. And for the first time, the Cowboys appear willing to at least listen. So what that means is, prior to any inquiry, supposedly, they had completely rejected and shut down. Now, as calls continue to perhaps come in, and you could pretty much guess that they are coming in. They're at least willing to listen, which means they're at least considering it. And if they get blown away, knocked off their feet, they could make a trade. Now, as you know, Micah Parsons going into the fifth year of his rookie deal, the fifth year option. They still have franchise tags available that they could do. Jerry Jones says he worked out a deal with Micah Parsons without the agent. He hates agents. Micah Parsons supposedly yesterday, according to Jane Slater of NFL Network, was going for a second evaluation on his back. Micah Parsons was sleeping, or whatever the hell he was doing, on the trainer's table the other night. In wide open view. The Cowboys have a game 1 week from tonight. 1 week from tonight. Against the Philadelphia Eagles. 1 week. Schefter says the Cowboys would like to resolve the situation one way or the other in the coming days. I guess their first full practice is tomorrow. Remember, we mentioned that yesterday, but I don't know what their actual practice schedule is. I mean, I assume they're just practicing extra because they have the time. So Friday, like how NFL teams have done it in the past, I don't know if the Cowboys are doing it this way, is for the Thursday night opener, right? They'll travel on Wednesday, have a walkthrough in Dallas, travel to Philadelphia for Wednesday afternoon, and then play Thursday night. But Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, meaning this upcoming weekend, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, would be your three normal practice days, your Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What Wednesday would be a walkthrough and travel. That would be your normal Saturday. Right, but I'm you're right. He's saying that they have a practice, but I'm saying I believe that's an extra practice. Because what they'll generally do is have an extra practice because they have the time, so much time in between. They'll have an extra practice tomorrow, probably a day off, which would be essentially a Tuesday in the NFL calendar on Saturday. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday would be your Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in a normal work week. Does that make sense? And then Wednesday walkthrough travel. So basically, nobody's expecting Micah Parsons to be at practice tomorrow. We don't know if a deal is going to be struck, but the clock is ticking. We don't know the status of the back. Supposedly, again, according to Jane Slater, he went for a back eval for a second opinion. So this is
Do you read desperation by the Cowboys in order to put pressure on Micah? Or are you thinking more, like leaning towards more of the reports of they just want to get something done and get this resolved? Because part of me believes that this could be like, you know, we were talking about leverage yesterday with the players demanding trades. Maybe this is leverage for the Cowboys. Like, okay, you want to trade? We'll really listen to these trades and, you know, let's try to get this done.
I think it could be both.
Okay.
I mean, I think it could be like, okay, story time is over. Dancing time is over. Like, hold-ins are over. We got a game a week from tonight. Now, I don't know what the deal is with the back, right? He had back spasms or back something or other about a week and a half ago, and then again, seen in an airport and reported by NFL Network, going to see a second eval. I have no idea. He could show up tomorrow and be fine. No idea. But apparently, again, tried to... They negotiated, Jerry Jones said, the terms, which I hadn't heard up until now, five-year, $202.5 million extension without Micah's agent involved back in March or April or whatever it was. The agents are very weary about the five-year nature of it, which would keep him under control for 6 years. I still think this is going to be resolved. I still think he stays with the Cowboys. But the longer this goes, obviously, not even just the reporting, right? You would think, A-Mac, that just the longer this goes, the more potential there is for a trade. Now, what other choice does he have? I mean, again, he's on that fifth-year option. It's not like the franchise tag where you actually have to sign the tender. He's under contract. That's not a either-or thing. So I think Micah's going to get fined significantly if he misses next Thursday night. And maybe that could be where my back is hurting. Right? Let me go check and make sure that I'm on a picture at DFW Airport. And everybody's like, okay, you can't find me if I'm injured, man. You know I'm injured. My back's inflamed. My back's sore from carrying all those money bags around. That's the interesting part. Is that nothing? Is that a ploy? I don't know. Is that Micah basically saying, yeah, you know, I woke up a little stiff back. Boy, my back is really bothering me.
It gives me the same vibe of when Terry McLaurin's ankle was hurt, and then his ankle was fine, and then a couple of days later was it? Hey, contract done.
Yeah.
So
no, you're right. I didn't even think about that exact parallel. You're right.
Once his back starts feeling better, then we know a deal's coming.
Yeah. Or once the deal happens, the back will be great. I mean, this is interesting. All right. When we return, got to have that conversation, and we will in the final segment of the show, on what Deion Sanders wants to do for college football playoffs and pay. Again, I hesitate to even call it college, but guess it is. They are professional athletes. They are mercenaries. But we will have that conversation next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so again, you just heard the latest on Micah Parsons, the Cowboys willing to at least listen for the first time, apparently, about potential trade offers as multiple teams have been calling about Micah Parsons. The Cowboys open up the season a week from tonight against the world champion Philadelphia Eagles in South Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football. So we will see whether Micah Parsons is under contract long-term or whether just on a fifth-year option and whether he's even available to play with the potential back injury. Meanwhile, according to the American Gaming Association, legal, NFL betting is estimated to reach a high of $30 billion this upcoming year. That's right. Approximately an 8.5% increase from the revised estimate of $27.5 billion last year based on all sorts of growth and wagering and statistics from states that report football-specific betting. So you have that. 38 states, of course, and D.C. have legal betting markets with licensed sports books. We're going to talk about Deion Sanders and what he wants to do coming up. Here's a hint. College football playoffs, and more green for the players. We'll touch on that next. And the Nationals are off tonight. They host the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow at Nationals Park, and that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, guys, your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 9/13. And save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Appreciate them being a part of the show as we head towards Labor Day weekend. We'll be here let me backtrack. I'll be here tomorrow. AMAC is not taking a four-day weekend.
Mm.
AMAC is going to be working like a busy worker bee. Trying to get the Giants game plan together.
Yeah.
Trying to make sure that he's got all the X's and O's in gear, that he's grinding the tape.
Mm.
Breaking down tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of things.
Nervously.
Mm-hmm.
I might add.
Nervously. Hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. So Deion Sanders wants a paid bonus for college football playoff players. And basically the story goes like this. If they make the tournament, they get paid. And they get paid more when their teams win. And he calls it, he said, quote, now it's equality. Now it's even. And every player is making the same amount of money, end quote. The problem is, just initially with that, if I'm missing something, yes, with this new budget thing, the $20 million cap, whatever.
House settlement.
Yeah, the house settlement. But they can still make NIL money on top of that, right? So even if they then go to the playoffs, clearly if you're one of the current 12 teams, and they're probably going to expand it again, if you're currently one of the 12 teams, then yes, you're getting a playoff bonus. You're getting whatever the salary is out of the house settlement money, right? Which, I believe $20 million, right?
Yeah,
is that right?
$20 across the whole athletic department,
right. Exactly. And we know that a quarterback, a stud quarterback like Garrett Nussmeier, just using him as an example, from LSU, is getting more than a safety from LSU. So he's not going to be even coming in. And even if LSU makes the college football playoffs, just using them as an example, and they win, that doesn't mean everybody's going to be even, as Deion claims. He says now it's even, and every player is making the same amount of money. Am I missing something here?
I think he's talking about, I think he wants to add that on top of the $20 million. That's what it sounds like, because there's another revenue
But I guess what I'm trying to say, I don't mean to cut you off, is Garrett Nussmeier is not making the same amount of money as a starting LSU linebacker.
Well, that's where these things get tricky. So programs have they're at liberty to do whatever they want to with that $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, but like you pointed out, there's also NIL, which is separate from the $20
million. But even within the $20 million, you just said they can do whatever they want, right?
Yeah.
They can pay the quarterback $3 million and pay a bunch of other 9-to-5 ham and eggers $50,000.
Yeah, but I guess my point is with NIL, so like if you're at you use LSU. Like LSU has collectives where they can raise, like, let's say $10 million of that $20 million is going to the football program.
Mm-hmm.
They can say everybody gets split evenly for that $10 million and we'll use our NIL to pay those premier players like a Garrett Nussmeier. So it's not really clear how players are getting paid. We just know that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying, wait, using that as an example, $10 million out of the $20 million goes to the football program. Everybody on the football program gets paid an equal amount out of that $10
million. Yeah.
But the difference would be is the NIL collectives, which the school essentially has their fingerprints on anyway, would be used to raise extra money to give Nussmeier and whatever
The big schools.
The extra money.
But that's the thing. We don't know what schools are necessarily doing.
Mm-hmm.
So like even when deals get announced, there are a lot of questions of, okay, how much of that is through through NIL and how much is through the house settlement? So we don't know.
So really, technically what Deion is saying, if I understand what the example you're giving, what technically Deion is saying is if a school decides to do it that way, takes out of their $20 million, $10 million for football, and everybody gets the same cut, right? So everything's fair. And then whatever NIL collective money goes to however that all gets done. He's saying that because everybody is paid, again, assuming that that's the way they do it, an equal share out of the $10 million, which is out of the $20 million pot, then if you make the playoffs, yes, you're making more than a team that doesn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make the playoffs,
maybe you get an extra $3 million to split between your team.
Right. You're getting more than the team that doesn't make the playoffs or the kid that doesn't make the playoffs, but you're getting the same as, like last year, I think it was, didn't Penn State beat
Boise State,
right? In the Fiesta Bowl,
yeah.
I think, or SMU in the first round. So, like, Penn State and SMU would get the same amount of money, but obviously Penn State, having gone further, would make more money.
Yeah.
So Deion is saying it's essentially an incentive for winning structure.
Yeah.
But if teams are doing what you're suggesting, and I don't know enough about it, if they are all doing that or if that's kind of uniform way, because I haven't seen that, so maybe I've missed it.
Yeah, it's not clear what teams are doing with their money. It's not even clear. I think a few schools have come out and said like what percentage this is going where. Like I think Oklahoma gave percentages about this is how much is going to football, but we don't know how it's distributed throughout that team.
Because theoretically, out of the $20 million, right, you could, if you wanted to, take $17 million for the football program, $2.5 million for the men's basketball program, and $500,000 for everything else, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, right? There's no rules preventing that.
No.
That's not Title IX forcing any kind of equal distribution upon that, right?
No, I mean, there has been Title IX suits. I haven't followed closely to see how those have settled. But at the moment, no. There's no like stipulation on where the money has to go. But I think what Deion is saying, I think it's an interesting proposition because if you're looking at, like, let's say the SEC, for example, they have collectors and boosters that can use that NIL money, even teams that didn't make the playoff, the college football playoff. Like, I'm thinking about, like, Ole Miss and South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make the college football playoff last year. I'm willing to believe that those two programs have a deeper pocket when it comes to NIL than Arizona State,
who did make the college ball.
So what Deion is what he's proposing, I think kind of evens the playing field where it's like, okay, you come to our school, maybe we don't have the NIL to boost you like Ole Miss or South Carolina,
but if we always make the playoffs,
you can get, like, I don't know what it would be, just throw out a number, $50,000 for every game we win. So you may not make the play. We may not make the playoff, or we may not be able to give you the money through NIL like these schools. But we make the playoffs consistently coming out of the Big 12. So mm-hmm. you know, choose your poison.
Is this a? I mean, do you think this is a good thing?
I guess
it would be.
I think it's a way to even the playing field.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think of. Like, to your point, right now, if teams that don't make the college football playoff can pay their players more money than teams that do make the college football playoff.
Yeah, because of NIL.
It makes it harder to, A, keep those teams together that do make the playoff because they might go for greener pastures elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it makes it provides less of an incentive, I guess, to make the playoffs, if you know, or more of an incentive to make the playoffs because you can get more money, it makes less of an incentive, I guess, if you're a South Carolina, if you're a Ole Miss or whatever, or Florida or Florida State or whatever, if you don't make the playoffs, right?
Am I explaining that right?
I don't know if I understand
what you're trying to say. I understand what you're saying. I think the thing is, it's just the seventh and eighth team in the Big Ten is probably making more money through NIL mm-hmm. still right now than, specifically in the SEC, is still making more money than probably the second team in the Big 12 and the third best team in the ACC.
Right.
So
I think a team like Boise State who makes the playoffs.
Exactly. That's a great example because Boise State is probably
or SMU. SMU's got some pockets though.
Yeah, they're also in the ACC, so mm-hmm. it's a little different. But Boise State, I think, is a great example because being in the group of six now, they're probably always going to be competing for that highest group of six spot in the playoff. But they're not going to have. I don't even know if they have $20 million throughout the athletic program.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Even with this $20 million settlement, some schools don't make that much money.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have the money to spread out throughout the athletic department. So, yeah, I think that would be a great example of Boise State. If we make the playoffs consistently, hey, we don't have that $20 million to give our players, but we have $50,000 because we always make the playoffs
mm-hmm.
to spread throughout this roster. So
interesting. I don't know how this is gonna work and be settled, but I mean, listen, I'm all for leveling whatever playing field we can, and ideally you would do this with a salary cap, which is what they kind of like started to think. But by allowing the NIL, and now if you allow the extra perk and incentive, you're still going to have the haves and you're still going to have the have-nots, right?
Exactly.
And it's going to be David versus Goliath.
Yeah.
And teams are going to have to, look at, you know, Boise State. Not to keep using Boise State. Look at, we see how the NCAA tournament in basketball has worked out, where smaller schools obviously have made bigger runs to the Final Four and so on and so forth. So is it going to be a situation where you get a non-power, four school now, right? And UNLV with Dan Mullen back in the fold, okay, right? Dan Mullen, the former Florida head coach. If he can get them into the college football playoff, they're not part of the Power Four, right, conferences.
No.
So I wonder I wonder if that's a school that would be able to, again, to your point, kind of keep up with the $20 million cap, if you will.
Yeah.
And whether they have, whether they need to make the playoffs to generate extra money for their kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
And then does that lead to other problems?
Yeah, I think like I listen to people all day at my other job talk about this, people much smarter than me and much more informed than me. And it seems like the word that we keep hearing is collective bargaining, collective bargaining, collective bargaining. Because with all of this, like you pointed out, like NIL still exists. So this problem of paying players and the lopsidedness in football is still a problem.
Yeah, it's still like the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
It might be a little less wild.
Exactly.
Because of the settlement and because of the cap structure. But it is as soft of a cap as you can basically get, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a partial cap. It's like the luxury tax in the NBA used to be. Now they've made it much more stringent with the aprons and this, that, and the other thing, but it's like the luxury tax used to be in the NBA. All right, we'll table that discussion for now. College football, again, begins in earnest tonight. Boise State, we mentioned them, at USF, South Florida, in Tampa. Should be nice and moist down there. First game without Ashton Jeanty. Of course, there were a couple of games last week, so looking forward to a little college football on the TV tonight. And we'll be back with you tomorrow. But first, we have Dum Dum of the Day next. And this is not a good Dum Dum. I will tell. I mean, he's a Dum Dum, but this is a mean-ass Dum Dum. And somehow, some way, it has something to do with ice cream. Next on the Team 980, we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Richard, Doc Walker, Burgundy and Gold today, along with Anthony Haney. But they are not the dum-dums of the day. No, instead, it is this clown. North Carolina, the county elections chair. That's right. Somebody who is appointed to a county elections chair position. The chairman of the Surrey County Board of Elections was charged after Wilmington, North Carolina police said they found evidence, ready for this one, that he placed illegal narcotics in his granddaughter's ice cream. On August 8th, James Edwin Yokley Jr. told an officer that his two juvenile granddaughters found two pills in ice cream purchased from Dairy Queen in Surrey County. Investigators discovered video footage that showed that Yokley, the grandfather, the man who was appointed to a position, was responsible for placing the pills into the ice cream for both girls. The pills tested positive for MDMA and cocaine, according to an arrest warrant. Now, he didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Dairy Queen didn't immediately respond. The girls did not consume the pills, but they were sent to the state lab for further conclusive testing. He was charged with contaminating food or drink with a controlled substance, felony possession of Schedule I narcotics, and felony child abuse. He was transported to the county detention center and posted a $100,000 secured bond. He's a Republican. He was selected by state auditor of Surrey County to serve as the chairman, again, of the Surrey County Board of Elections. Wow. I mean, really? Really? Dude, of all the things, man, your granddaughters? Bro, what's up? What is up with that? And that should get you thrown in a jail cell. And that also gets you dumb-dumb of the day. The D-O-C is next. He'll take you on your way home, Burgundy and Gold today, along with that Anthony Haney guy. Thanks to AMAC on the other side of the glass. He's off tomorrow. Well, not off, but I'll be nice. He's working. He's working hard. serving the American public, and then working again on Saturday. But then we're off on Sunday and Monday, right? See you back here tomorrow at 1. Hey, Mac, I'll see you Tuesday at 1 as well. Have a great weekend, buddy. Doc's next. Adios.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.